The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, flying solo today. Miss Robin's under the weather. She just couldn't sit here for the whole 2 hours. She came down with some kind of little bug, and so she's more of a cold than anything. Just caused a little congestion and headache, and just not feeling great. So, excuse me. It'll be me, and we'll make it through. This hour, we'll be giving away that fish and tackle package from High Tide Tackle from Tackle Box Tim Sherman. And I think maybe Tim might join us later on in the hour. We're going to do that about 6:30, so get your calls in if you'd like to qualify for that tackle package. Real nice little package of tackle from Tim. He custom makes all this stuff, and, it's good. It's good stuff. So we will prattle through here, and the phone number to call is 410. WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Talked about a couple little things the last hour, but we'll remind you if you're just joining us, you just woke up, the Big Al's Gone Fishing Tournament is coming up next Saturday. If you want to get a little crew together and go rock fishing, next Saturday from 7 to 2, the website is BigAl'sGoneFishing.com. The entry fees are reduced this year. And there's a Calcutta going to be open for any of the anglers. So that's one way to do it. And then the after party at Dock Sunset Grill in Oxford, that is the place to be next Saturday afternoon after 2 o'clock. Bird Dog Wheeler and the Road Kings will be there. And we play some of those songs on the air here. And I don't know if... Aaron's that familiar with our playlist yet, but Eastern Shore Redneck is one of them. The Waterman's another one, so maybe we'll get one of those as our music selection, and you could hear all that live next Saturday at the Big Al's Gone Fishing Tournament. And that's the website, BigAl'sGoneFishing.com, BigAl'sGoneFishing.com, and you can find more information and enter that whole deal right there. So, family event for a good cause for the Oxford, that supports the Oxford Volunteer Fire Department. Big Al was a big part of that, and there we are. Okay. Hope you can make it. And Robin and I'll be down there. We'll see you down at the docks after the event, and have a good time. That's for sure. We did last year, and we love hearing Bird Dog, especially in person. So, pretty cool. Next Saturday also is one of the first free fishing day in Maryland. You don't need a license to go fishing. There are three of those days this year, as there usually are. Saturday, June 4th, Saturday, June 11th, and Monday, July 4th. Maryland's annual license-free fishing days offer anglers a unique opportunity to explore the state's diverse fishing without needing a fishing license, a trout stamp, or saltwater registration. On these days, any individual may catch and possess fin fish in any tidal and non-tidal waters in Maryland, as long as it's for recreational purposes. All anglers must follow current size and catch limits found in the DNR Fishing and Crabbing Guide. So, Grandpa, blow the dust off those old fishing rods and reels, get yourself some bobbers and hooks and some worms, and go out and take the grandkids fishing. And Mom and Dad, if you're listening, you got some young kids, you want to have some fun recreation, find the closest public waterway you know, a lake, a pond, a stream, and get those kids out and just have fun. Make it a fun time. Make it a fun time. Don't make it, oh, you got to catch the biggest fish, or, you know, you're catch and release or doing any of this or doing any of that. Go catch some bluegills and have a great time. My grandson, Jacob, is 22. He graduated from University of Maryland this week, and we're happy for him, but he's been sending me some of his fishing adventures. He's found a place that's not only has smallmouth bass and other fish, but it's found some snakeheads. And he said he talked to one of the anglers there. One guy caught one 34 inches and another one 28 inches. And so Jacob's looking for his first hookup on snakeheads out in Howard County. So I think it's one of the Patapsco branches or something like that. But there's a tagging study underway with the Maryland DNR and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. They're going to tag 500 snakeheads in the Chesapeake Bay and the Blackwater River. And both agencies are placing yellow or blue tags on up to 500 northern snakeheads. And each tag northern snake, I can't say northern snakehead, caught and harvested from now until 2024 could be rewarded with a gift card of $10 or $200, depending on the tag. In order to qualify, the harvester must report the tag number to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service at 800-448-8322 and is asked to take a picture of their harvested and tagged northern snakehead. Only harvested northern snakeheads with reported tags will qualify for gift cards. By measuring the amount of northern snakeheads harvested, the agencies will learn of population benchmarks are being reached and help control the spread of the species. Population of snakeheads has been increasing in the upper Chesapeake Bay and is likely the top fish species that eats other fish in the Blackwater River. Harvesting snakeheads helps reduce predation pressure on the state's natural resources, and the fish is also considered a flavorful and nutritious food source. It is illegal to transport a live northern snakehead in Maryland and surrounding states. More information on snakeheads are available at the DNR website. So there you go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We do have a caller who's been holding. Let me talk to 1 minute. Let's see. Chuck and Glen Burnie. Thank you, Aaron. Morning, Chuck. Thanks for holding. How you doing?
Okay. How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, it's a shout out to your grandson for his graduation from the University of Maryland. My son also graduated from there, so it's a good school. And congratulations to your grandson.
Indeed. Thank you.
Yes. Look, I'm a frequent listener and infrequent caller, but you set a trigger off in me this morning.
I did.
Yes, you do. You do that quite often, but I just for some reason I can't make it to the phone, but today I did, and I have
okay.
An interesting story to tell you, and I think you'll find it kind of amazing.
Well,
but anyway,
let's hear it.
Okay, when I was a young man, my dad was flipping through Time or Life magazine, and they were doing a pictorial on the Second World War, and my dad ran across a photograph of his ship in the morning firing these rockets onto
right.
this beachhead. Well, he got in touch with the Time or Life, whoever it was, got a copy of the photograph,
right.
had it enlarged to about a 15 or 20 incher, and he had it framed,
right.
and now it's hanging in my basement. And I'm going to read this inscription to you, and this is interesting. It says LCI, and that's a landing craft infantry, I think.
Right.
G, Group 8. B-Day, September 15th, 1944. Here's the trigger word. Peleliu, Palau Islands.
Yep. Yep.
Didn't you say that your dad was there?
Yep, my dad was on Peleliu.
Small world, isn't it?
Yes, it is. My dad tells stories. He was a supply sergeant, and part of his job was to feed the Marines and, of course, his own Army troops. And one day they were still on the ship in the harbor, and he thought it would be a great idea to catch some fish. So there's no fishing tackle on board. But I'll tell you what, a hand grenade dropped into the shallow waters off of the coast there, that brought up a lot of fish.
Oh,
so they dropped the hand grenade in and go gather up the fish, and they had fresh fish for dinner. So.
Well, it fits right in with that Memorial Day theme to
think
about my dad and his service in the United States Navy. So that's interesting. Hey, do you got another minute?
Go ahead.
Okay, several weeks ago you were talking about some photographs that you saw. Somebody had taken out a deer on a crop damage permit, and they had to leave it because it was sickly, and they put a camera on it.
Yes.
Said there were some really interesting photographs.
The deer had circling disease, and they did have crop damage permits, so they were able to, you know, legally put that deer down, but they did not harvest the deer because of the danger.
Right. Well, the interesting part that I found was that you talked about the photographs.
Yes.
Of these, the golden eagles and the bald eagles and and I found that very interesting. And then you started to say, well, call in and let us know what some of the interesting things that you've seen in the outdoors with. And I got to thinking about a few things. And one of the things I was thinking about is that the things that I haven't seen in the outdoors lately. You hunt down there on the Eastern Shore.
I do. I live on the Eastern Shore.
When's the last time you jumped a covey of quail?
Not on the Eastern Shore.
And that used to be a common occurrence.
Well, you understand.
When's the last time you saw a pheasant in a wild pheasant in the state of Maryland?
Well, first of all, there never were any wild pheasants.
Yes, they were. Well.
There were a lot of them were stalked. I mean, the majority of them were stalked. I don't know that pheasants actually have nesting success, without being stalked.
We sure did jump a lot of them in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, no question.
As a matter of fact, you were up at the Howard County Fairgrounds.
Yes.
When I was a young man, we lived in Ellicott City, and we went to church in Lisbon, Maryland.
Yep.
And it was not uncommon on Sunday mornings going to church on 144 there to see pheasants in people's yards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then I don't know if you're familiar with Piney Run Reservoir.
I am, very.
On the southwest side of that lake, the shallow end, there's a huge thicket in there. They bush hogged it now. But years ago when they first built that lake, it was not uncommon to be in a boat in the morning and going down on that shallow end and hear two or three roosters.
Oh, yeah.
In the morning.
That's a great sound to hear in the morning, isn't it?
It is.
Those roosters crowing? Yep.
I don't know. Back to the quail. We lost the quail population.
We've lost a lot here. And you got to understand something, that hunting license sales were at an all-time high when we had populations of small game. All-time high. People were interested in hunting. Of course, it was family tradition. There was the ducks and geese abundance on the Eastern Shore. You know, the waterfowlers, just that was their heyday. The small game, as far as the quail, the pheasants, the grouse, the woodcock, the upland birds, rabbits and squirrels. I mean, that's what you did with your family. And that with the advancement and the increase in the deer populations, people turned away from small game as the small game populations began to dwindle because of predation and overhunting and clean farming, particularly clean farming. That's what did it. These guys will farm from, you know, you come down on the shore and you look at the acreage of farms and how few hedgerows and how few grasslands and there's not a lot of CRP down here that can hold that wildlife anymore. And we've got an abundance of foxes and coyotes and raptors and eagles that can take out those birds. And there's just been a lot of things. And then, of course, funding for the state stocking programs and rehab programs for the quail and the pheasants and all that stuff, all that money dwindled. So, you know, as we turn to deer hunting and turkey hunting, and we abandoned small game hunting because there wasn't anything to hunt. The quail hunters said there's nothing to hunt. You know, we can't kill them all. The pheasant hunters, they quit stalking the pheasants, so the pheasant hunters quit. The guys that loved that kind of stuff got older. They couldn't climb the mountains in the West to hunt the grouse and woodcock anymore. So it's just, you know, it's that there's some of that left, but not near like there was in the 70s and 80s, and that's when.
Well, we do spend some time in Garrett County, and there still seems to be a fair number of grouse. It's not unusual for us to.
Oh yeah, sure.
But as far as the quail and the pheasants are concerned, you're correct. They're just Jesus is not around. And then the young hunters, I don't think they're taking it up like they used to. I remember, surely when you were a kid in high school, it wasn't uncommon to see a pickup truck parked in your school parking lot with a gun rack in it.
I held my 30-30 in my car all the time during deer season.
Now it seems like because of the recent events that, you know.
Oh, I know. I understand. I went rabbit hunting with my biology teacher, and I went, I sighted my, my guns in at my English teacher's house. So, you know, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's it.
All right. Hey, well, thanks for the call, man. Very nice.
Yep. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, and it's time for us to take a break and tell you about Clyde Sport Shop. You know, Clyde Sport Shop has everything for crabbing. We've said this before, but I will delve a little deeper as far as that's concerned. Let's see if I can find what I'm looking for. Not yet. Yep, there we go. Clyde Sport Shop. You know, crabs fear Clyde Sport Shop. You know, that's the reason is Clyde has those Pasadena crab traps, the low profile and the topless traps, trot lines and supplies. They have the line, you know, the Loctite line and the tarred line if you want to make your own, but they also have 1,000 foot of a rigged snood trot line. That's $179.95. And trot line weights and snoods and bait bags and floats for your trot line. They've got the baskets and lids, accessories like the measures, tongs, gloves, and crab mallets. The crab bait, salted eel and chicken necks, aluminum steamers, 20 and 50 quart, Clyde's custom crab seasoning, commercial crab pots, crab hotels, cloth and wire crab rings, cloth and wire crab nets, a large selection of all that stuff. All at Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, if you want to go crabbing, is 410-242-6108. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. The website, www.clydesfishinggear.com, and you will be glad you did. So, let's see. Backyard Billies. Oh, yes, indeed. Are you looking for a new backyard grill? Something for your deck, something for your backyard? I'm going to recommend a couple of grills from Backyard Billy's. The pellet grills by Traeger. They're Bluetooth controlled. You set it and forget it, basically, like a Emerald oven. Yeah, you set it. You can control the temperature on your phone and the pellet flow and so forth. Traeger, TRAEGER is the name of that manufacturer. They work on wood pellets, just like the stoves. Ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. You'll see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. So why not go check out the selection today? They're open all weekend. And then there's gas-fired things like gas logs you put in your fireplace box. So by Real Fire, you install them in your fireplace. It gives you that beautiful glow on a chilly evening. Gas wall fireplaces, they're pretty cool. You can add a special look to any room. And gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. Pretty nice to sit out there in the deck with a little fire going, you know, kind of keep the bugs away. See all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now is the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44. Be ready for entertaining. Be ready for cold weather. Be ready for grilling, great smoking and grilling this summer at Backyard Billy's. Visit the website, backyardbillies.com, or Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tractor, yeah, I work these fields, sun up, sun down every day. I got a camo hat that says, get her done, and I believe in the American way. And I believe in God, and I believe I'll have a beer at the end of the day. 'Cause I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. A Remington 870 pump is in my pickup truck on the gun rack, and that's where she stays. I
keep
got a bumper sticker, says there ain't no light west of the Chesapeake Bay. I drink Budweiser beer in the 10-ounce can. Us locals call it the Shore Thing. I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. I like to hunt ducks and geese. I like to fish, fillet and release. I love everything about the Chesapeake Bay. To the east, the ocean deep and wide. To the west, chicken neckers from the other side. I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA.
And that would be Bird Dog Wheeler and the Road Kings. You get to hear him next Saturday at Doc's Sunset Grill after the Big Al's Gone Fishing Tournament. And if you'd like to enter that tournament, BigAlsGoneFishing.com has all the details. Really looking forward to seeing the family and having a good time and listen to Bird Dog belt him out, man. Personal permission to play all his songs on the show, and it's always nice to promote them a little bit. Then they do have CDs out there, and we've got them. So there we go. All right, we're good. We got Tim on the line. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Alan. How are you and Robin this morning?
We're doing good. I'm here. Robin's a little she's a little under the weather right now. So
well, I hope she gets better for the long weekend.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so, too. Yep, she's taking a rest today, so that's good. So what's on your mind today, buddy?
Well, of course, you know, this year most of the days have not been really conducive to catching fish.
That's true.
We've had, you know, the overcast, the blow, the mist. And yesterday we got a mix of everything.
I
have found that these conditions can make you a better fisherman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, for me, when I'm bass fishing, I'm the crankbait, rattle trap,
yep,
spinnerbait, chatterbait guy. I want to catch the active fish that are just going to,
yep,
knock the snot out of your lure. But
yep,
these conditions have just not been conducive to doing that.
Yeah, so a little more finesse required, huh?
Yeah, you have to learn how to slow down.
Yep.
And if you told me that I would be catching bass on a power worm, I would ask you what you were smoking.
I gotcha. Yep.
But my last two times out fishing with my friend Sean, we had to figure them out. And you know, you can go down a shoreline and throw your favorite lures and say, oh, they're not biting today. But if you take the time and fish against your comfort zone, you might find out that, yeah, the fish really were there, and you were just too stubborn to throw something different.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Yeah. So I have always found at the last 15 minutes before the storm actually strikes, before that first clap of thunder, before that first lightning, whatever's happening with the barometric pressure triggers fish. And I'll tell you, that's happened to me several times. A lot of it's been trout, some of it's been bass, but I've fished in a stream up in western Pennsylvania one year, and I knew it was going to snow, and about 15 minutes before that snow started, I think I caught 6 trout on 6 casts. Something like that. I mean, it was great. Another time I was fishing in a sportsman's dam in Berlin, Pennsylvania. They had stocked it with trout and hammered them. I mean, hammered them right before a huge thunderstorm came in. And as soon as that first clap of thunder, that first lightning hit, they were done. They shut off right off. So, I mean, if you have the guts to fish right up against that storm, you might have an epic day.
You know, and you really, but you got to hope that you're less than 15 minutes away from the ramp.
Oh, well, out of a boat, it's a lot different than shoreline fishing or stream fishing. Yeah, I mean,
you can just run to the truck.
Yeah, you can get out of there. You know, the lightning strikes, you can throw your rod up on the bank and get undercover. But, you know, but yeah, I mean, the challenging, it's been challenging all summer, I mean, all winter for deer season. I mean, the south winds, and I mean, it was brutal deer season. It was an unusual turkey season. A number of people got some birds, but the weather didn't participate a lot. And now we're into the fishing, and we just got this unruly weather system out there. So,
my friend Sean called me the other day and said, "Hey Tim, I already got a topwater bite on Conowingo. Can you go?" And I'm like, "I'm in."
Yeah, let's go. Right.
Yeah, and it was one of those should have been here last week with me sort of deals.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Well, the lake was down about 2.5 feet.
Yeah.
It had rain during the week, and all the water was down through Pennsylvania into the lake.
And then the gates
opened.
And
we had a parade of spawning carp.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
It was like orca whales the whole day.
Going That's cool.
And kind of dirtying up the water, so that kind of put any kind of crankbait top water deal out of the question.
Really?
Well,
yeah. It was challenging. So,
and the weather got to the point where the carp even stopped being active.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. So, you know, they just had the world champion carp fishing tournament in upstate New York.
Wow.
Guys tried to catch, I don't know how many teams there were, but they wound up catching something like 9,000 pounds of carp.
Wow.
And you know,
they actually have the, is it the Asian carp out down on the Mississippi River that's kind of wreaking havoc?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
A few decades they have tournaments for those, too, where they just run the boats and hold nets out.
Yep, I know it. And I've seen them. I've seen guys with bows in the boats, and they run the boat, and they shoot them in the air, bow and arrow.
Pretty cool.
Pretty challenging. Yeah. So, anyway, tell us about tackle package we're giving away this week.
Well,
we're going to give
that
away soon.
This week we have a quarter ounce lipless crankbait known as, you know, in circles as rattle traps. We have two tandem rigs that I'm also giving away a couple of the soft plastic packs that I put on the back of them.
Cool.
We've got a couple of spin rigs, sort of like the old Beetle spin.
Right.
Have one of those rigged up and ready to go, and some soft plastics that
I would suggest
putting on the back end of that.
So this is a bass fishing package?
No, this is the perch fishing package.
Oh, perch fishing. Okay.
Yeah, I lose track.
Yeah.
This month is perch. Fishing.
Okay, got it. Perch.
So
beautiful.
We're all geared up, and I'm pretty excited to get out there too.
Don't say perch. Good grief!
I know.
I've caught I've caught the dickens over not getting some perch here in the last 2 weeks. Robin wants perch, so.
Well, you know the offer stands.
Oh, I know that. So I do. So we'll get up there with you one of these days. So.
Somebody told me that I am the royal potentate of Patapsco white perch.
The royal potentate of Patapsco perch. Great. You ought to have a crown or one of those sashes with that on. You know, that would look good. Or a belt, one of those big belts like the wrestlers wear.
Yeah.
Hey, you'd look good in your boat on that. So, all right.
No, I wear bright color shirts and stuff like that out there anyway, so you're going to know me if you go by me.
Well, I got you. So... All right. Well, we're getting about ready here. We have the last caller that's in the contest on the line. So Tim will get to him, and then we'll do the drawing, and you'll be able to hear that. Is that all right?
Oh, that's great. Well, actually, looking through this package here, I got 2 quarter-ounce lipless crankbaits.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well,
different colors. So we're ready to go. All I need to do is get the winner's address and package it up and out the door.
Now we'll get that to you as soon as possible during the show or after the show. How's that?
That sounds like a plan. I'm ready to see who the winner is after we talk to this gentleman.
Yes, sir. Hey, I like your chatterbaits, by the way, so I'll be rigging those up. Maybe you heard, I don't know if you heard me in the first hour, I bought a pair of split ring pliers and some split rings and some hooks with a big eye to mount on the back of some inline spinners. I think it's a better way to go.
It can be. I have not heard the snakehead people really in on a inline spinner bite, but it's, hey, they're predator, going to eat just about anything that comes by them.
Got it. All right. No, we have a winner, actually.
All right.
Yeah, we have a winner. His name is Jack Judd. So maybe Jack will be listening and give us a call here. We'll be more than glad to contact him as soon as I can find his phone number, and we'll go from there. All right?
All right.
All right, Jack Judd, give us a call, 410-WCBM-680. Okay? Thanks, Tim.
No problem.
We'll talk to this I think Pete is on the line, and then we'll get up with Jack, okay? All right, Pete. Good morning, Pete.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Good. Thanks for holding.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you again. Sorry Robin's under the weather. But
yeah, so am I.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, well, my wife just got diagnosed with COVID. She's 70 years old, 72.
Oh, man.
She can throw it. This isn't a bad one. She just got to go through it. She said it's not as bad as a real bad flu, so thank God for that. But anyway, you were talking about modifying your lures, and, one of the things about Clydes, they tend to drop off people's radar, but... You know, fishing doesn't have to be as complicated as we make it, and they have everything that you can use to simply catch fish, and that's one of the beautiful things about there. They got stuff that you can catch fish with without overcomplicating things.
No question.
That's one of the things.
No question.
I went there in 1958, my very first time.
Yep.
So, hey, you were talking about modifying your lures. I do that a little bit too, but one of the things I did with, I guess you call it inline spinner or MEPS or something.
MEPS,
like
yep, something like that.
Yeah, so what I did was I watched this YouTube channel called Engineered Angler, and he showed everybody how to make weedless treble hooks, and I swap out the treble hooks on the back of them, and I can throw my, number 4 or number 3 treble is deadly on snakeheads if you can get it where they are.
Right.
Without it getting hung up. And I can throw it in there, let it hit the bottom and all that slop, lift it up and start pulling it. And
really?
I had great success. But yes, Engineered Angler. You take a number 50 Malin, leader wire. It's real thin.
Yeah.
And you cut it, little pieces bend it a certain way. But if you watch that, that made my MEPS fishing so much more effective. I can throw it near laydowns and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, modifying your own stuff is just cool.
It is. I used to do it a lot, and I got away from it, but, I'll get back into it. I haven't fished as much as I'd like to fish in a long, long time, and a lot of it just has to do with, what we do for a living. It just keeps us, I mean, in all the great places, but it's, I just got to get back to it, that's all. So.
It is, and it's just been a pitiful year for trying to get decent weather enough to go out and be encouraged to fish a little bit. So hopefully that's all turned around for us for the summers.
Yep. So
anyway, God bless you. We'll talk again soon. Thanks for being here for everybody.
Thanks, Pete. And by the way, you were in the contest. You got in, but you just didn't get picked. So I think there were 30 some people in the contest. So, you know, Jack was the guy.
Good,
okay.
Well, that's okay. The other guy, I have too much tackle anyway.
All right.
Take it easy. Take care, Ryan. Bye.
All right. You got it, Pete. Thank you, buddy. All right. 410 WCBM 680. I guess we ought to talk about. I guess Pete just did the Clyde's commercial, so we don't have to do the second commercial. No, that's not true. We'll do it. We'll do it again. Shakespeare rods and reels, including the world-famous Ugly Stick, Root Fluger rods and reels, and the President reel is the one I would recommend. It's a very moderate-priced reel, and it's a nice reel from Fluger. You can get line wound on your spools, premium monofilament, even Power Pro, braid, if you'd like to do that at a very reasonable price. Kids combos and fishing kits, they've got all that. If you want to head down to Clyde's and get your kids a trout specific or bass specific or panfish specific rod and reel, you can do that for the kids. They're like $19.95 or something like that. They come with a little tackle box full of appropriate tackle, and then for the angler that wants to upgrade a little bit and buy a rod that's going to last him the rest of his life, the St. Croix fishing rods, I'll tell you, they're great. The St. Croix is a premier fishing rod, and Clyde's has a great selection of them. Live and frozen bait, rod repairs, licenses, every kind of terminal tackle, circle hooks for rockfish, you name it. They've got it at Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. And don't forget, Clyde's has those shotguns. I keep forgetting to mention those shotguns, those home protection shotguns. They're called a Winchester SXP Defender. It's a pump-action shotgun, the perfect home defense weapon. There are four different models to choose from, starting at $360. Stop by and own the firearm that could save your life. Clyde Sports Shop, 242-6108. You'll be glad you did. Backyard Billies. Yes, indeed. You know, it's summer's here, and it's this holiday weekend is a good time to get together with family. Good time to get together in your backyard, do some grilling, do some, you know, picnic stuff. Well, guess what? Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful, weatherproof poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs for your deck or for your backyard, especially those Adirondack chairs for sitting and relaxing. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets, storage sheds, too, in Backyard Billy's backyard, and free setup and delivery with those within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg. You'll see them at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings as well. If you'd like to have a little bonfire, a little cookout in the backyard, you can do that too. All right, keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. Visit backyardbillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home.
For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life and I had to start again. With just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Doesn't get any better than Lee Greenwood, folks. Does not get any better. God bless the USA, one of my favorite songs from him. So met the guy once, 1989 or 1990, and in Virginia. He was part of the Bassmasters Classic that I had the privilege to attend as host of this show. Right after we, you know, started, and I got invited to the Bassmaster Classic and got a picture of Lee Greenwood somewhere in my files, an old Polaroid picture. So, cool guy. I like Lee Greenwood. And God bless the USA. Amen, brother. Yep. All right, we've got Bob in Parkville, and then Bob in Millersville.
Hey, you know what, Mr. Alan, best to you. You and Mr. Robin, hope she feels better.
Thank you so much.
We mentioned snakeheads. I'm going to talk about a couple fish. I won't hold you long.
All right.
It's funny, the snakeheads, did I hear there's people eating them already?
They're delicious. They're absolutely delicious. Yes, they are. It's a nice, firm, flaky white meat. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, yeah. And it tastes great. Robin and I were treated to some. A friend of ours, a taxidermist, Don Travis, invited us to his home and put some on the grill one night, and there was another fish. I think it was cobia, if I'm not
really
mistaken. Yeah,
what size hook do you use to catch them? Like, it's just like anything else, regular?
Yeah, I mean, you could go 1-0, 2-0, I mean, something like that. I mean, they have a pretty wide mouth. They don't have it's not like a bucket mouth like a bass, but I mean, they can take a pretty good size hook. So.
Yeah, that's cool. There's quite a few people over the years I've heard of that actually know how to cook carp.
Oh, yeah, carp are good. I like carp. They're bony, but I like them, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
If I were to do it again, if I were to catch a carp again, I would probably skin it, clean it, skin it, and probably boil it, make it into fish cakes.
Yeah.
Because they're so bony, you know. So.
Yeah, that sounds cool. And one other one, Al. What size hook would you
normally use for trout stream fishing?
I use number 8.
Do you?
Yeah, number 8, unless I'm fishing like salmon eggs, and then I'll use a size 10 or 12 salmon egg hook. But trout, I mean, you can, trout are, they don't have that big of a mouth, but, right. You know, the smaller the hook, you know. If I'm fishing like a dough bait or, you know, like a power bait or right. Velveeta cheese or something like that, I'll use a small treble, you know, like a 10 or 12 treble hook. So,
yeah.
Okay. And I always like to use a sliding rig on that. In other words, I like to put the weight where it can slide. You know, they can pull the bait and not feel the weight.
So, yeah, that's great.
If I'm fishing a stream for trout with let's say live worms or the power bait or Velveeta cheese or something like that, then I put the split shot up about 18 inches up the line.
Okay. One more time, you said if you're using
Velveeta cheese is great trout bait.
Right, Velveeta or something else, you said. Then you
power bait bait that comes in a jar.
Okay, and do you think there's one color power bait that more people
know? No.
Well, look, thanks a million. Oh, one other thing again. Can you go? You said if you're doing something, you use a treble hook.
Yeah, that would be the Velveeta cheese or the power bait paste out of the jar.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Thanks, Mr. Al. Best to you and the message.
You got it, buddy. Thanks so much for the call.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bob in Millersville. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Alan. I heard about Robin's love of Maine.
She loves Maine. Yep, we both do. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I happened to be up there last week. Fortunately, I have my ancestors have came from there, and we still have a connection with it. So I was at the visitor center, the first one you enter when you enter the state off the Maine Turnpike, and I was able to pick up a Maine Invites You official travel planner and adventure guide.
Oh, that's great.
And a highway map, you know, the official highway map for the state. So
right.
I wanted just to send that to Robin.
Okay.
And, that's just about it. I just...
That sounds cool, man. That sounds cool.
There are little things that you're probably unaware of. Did you know actually there is a desert in Maine?
No, I did not know there was a desert in Maine.
That is something. It's a tourist situation, but it is actual reality. It's just west of Freeport, Maine, is an actual desert.
That's cool.
You see on the back of the map of the state.
Got it.
So anyway, that's it.
All right. Look, just don't hang up.
Okay.
Aaron will grab the line, and he will give you our address. How's that?
Sounds great.
All right. Hang in there, buddy.
Okay.
Appreciate it, though. Thank you so much for thinking of us. That's great.
Yeah, I love listening to you and WCBM.
Perfect. Thank you. Let's talk to Bruce in Baltimore City. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. I agree with you 100% about Lee Greenwood.
Well, thank you.
And for those with our cookouts, family gatherings, wherever we're at, Memorial Day, some of them show up with your local community, and if there's ceremonies or in the cemeteries, some of the ceremonies that support the veterans.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll be there Monday in Dundalk, so.
Beautiful.
Put your head down, say a silent prayer, and show respect.
Show respect. That's the biggest thing. Show respect for those who serve, living and dead. And a prayer for the family of those who are surviving the ones lost in war to save and preserve our freedom. We forget that. So often we forget the hard-fought battles and the sacrifices made so that we could be free to go out and have a cookout or go to a sale at the local department store. We're free to do that so far. And it took a lot of men and a lot of sacrifices over hundreds of years to preserve our liberty here in the United States. So thanks for reminding that. Thanks for reminding us, Bruce. All right, he left. Sounds like he left. All right, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I think we have time for one more caller. And if you call right away, we'll be able to take your call, say whatever you'd like to say, and then we will be back next week. So Aaron is doing something, which is fine. No calls. All right, no calls. So we'll just keep talking. So, all right. Well, look, we've said what we wanted to say about Memorial Day. I want to encourage you to visit our website, ellisoutdoors.com. You can hear every radio show via podcast on our radio show. There's a podcast button when you open the website there. I mean, there's the Outdoors and Radio Show. You'll see the logo, fish logo there, and you click on that. That takes you to the radio show page. You can read about Robin and I. You can see pictures. You can click on all the buttons of, different things and check out ellisoutdoors.com. You also see the other enterprises we're involved in, the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, which is coming out next week. Went to the printers yesterday. The Maryland Loves Crabs, which is on the street now. It's your favorite crab shop. And online, you can read the entire thing online if you like. Visit our sponsors on the homepage. They have direct links to our biggest advertisers there. And then you've got Bucks, Bears, Stags. And Bucks, Bears, Stags is the official record keepers in Maryland for their big game species, white-tailed deer, sika deer, and black bears. And we've measured 240-some animals since our last record book came out in 2020. Next book will come out in 2023. And we're also working with DNR to supply them with some of our records as well. So, and if you are interested in the records of big game over the last 30 years, from 1987 to 2020, go online and pick up a record book. It's bucks-bears-stags.com. And we got a very active Facebook page, too. A lot of good deer on there that we measured last weekend at Schrader's Outdoors. And I want to thank them again for hosting our event. So there we go. Don't forget, BigAl'sGoneFishing.com, BigAl'sGoneFishing.com, fishing tournament next Saturday right down here in Oxford, Maryland. We'll be there at the after party at Doc's Sunset Grill.